بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salam and salam be upon the noble prophet, his household, and the companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. This is part 3 on the hijab, and it's about the obligatory conditions for an Islamic hijab. Number 1, covering all of the body. The hijab is a shield and cover of the entire body, and the opinions concerning the face and the hands we have discussed. Considerable number of reliable scholars of this ummah are on the obligation of covering the face and the hands. And some of the reliable scholars of this ummah say it is permissible to uncover the face and the hands of the woman, meaning not obligatory but preferable and recommended. And they condition as long as there is no fitna, no affliction caused by hair or inflicted upon hair. And they see that if she is beautiful and beautifies her face and hands with external substances, and that the society around her is corrupt, where men do not lower their gaze, then it is prohibited for her to uncover her face and hands. Second, the hijab must not be a display. The hijab must not be a display. The hijab itself, Allah ordained it to cover the beauty of woman and not for show off and a protection. Allah Ta'ala in Surah An-Nur in chapter 4 24 verse 31, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا, and not to show of their adornment except only that which is apparent. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى, and stay in your houses and don't display yourselves like that of the times of ignorance. Thirdly, the hijab must not be transparent. The hijab must not be transparent. The purpose must be achieved in order, this purpose must be achieved. Because in order for the hijab to be a cover, it must not be made of transparent material, making the woman covered only by name, while in reality she is naked. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned, سَيَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ أُمَّتِي نِسَاءٌ كَاسِيَاتٌ عَارِيَاتٌ على رؤوسهن كأسنمة البخت إلعنوهن فإنهن ملعونات. In the latest part of my ummah, nation of Muslims, there shall be women who would be naked in spite of being dressed. They have hair high like the humps of the bukht camel. This is one type of camels. Curse them, for they are cursed. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added in another hadith, لا يدخلن الجنة ولا يجدن ريحها وإن ريحها ليوجد من مسيرة كذا وكذا. They will not enter al-Jannah, paradise, and will not perceive its odor, although its fragrance can be perceived from such and such distance. This indicates that a woman should or could cause herself a grave and destructive sin if she puts on a garment that is thin and transparent, and then which clearly shapes her body's features. Fourthly, hijab must be roomy, flowing, and not tight. Hijab must be roomy, flowing, and not tight. Because the hijab is a safeguard against fitna, afflictions. If tight, it will be descriptive of the woman's body, and this violates the purpose of the hijab. Usama bin Zayd, may Allah be pleased with him, said, كساني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قبطية كثيفة مما أهداها له دحية الكلبي فكسوتها امرأتي فقال ما لك لم تلبس القبطية قلت كسوتها امرأتي فقال مرها فلتجعل تحتها غلالة وهي شعار يلبس تحت الثوب فإني أخاف أن تصف حجم عظامها. The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم dressed me with a thick qubtiyya, which is cotton dress from Egypt, which was a gift that he received from Duhya al-Kalbi. So I gave it to my wife to wear. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what made you not to wear the qubtiyya? I said, I dressed my wife with it. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, order her to put an undergarment or gown under it because I am afraid it may describe the size of her bones. This is reported by Abdiya al-Maqdisi, Imam Ahmad al-Tabarani, al-Bayhaqi, and Ibn Sa'd. And it is also reported by al-Haythami, who said, amongst the chain of narrators is Abdullah ibn Aqil, whose narrations are good, yet according to some scholars there is weakness in them, and that the rest of the narrators are thiqat, men of confidence regarding reporting. Al-Dahabi said, the level of Abdullah ibn Aqil's narration is not below the rating of good. The fifth element, or the fifth condition, that the hijab must not be perfumed with incense. It must not be perfumed with incense. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِمَ امْرَأَةٌ اسْتَعْتَرَتْ فَمَرَّتْ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ لِيَجِدُوا رِيحَهَا فَهِيَ زَانِيَةٌ. Any woman who perfumes herself and passes by some people that they may smell her scent, then she is a zaniya. This is related by Imam Ahmad and An-Nisa'i al-Hakim, who said it has an authentic chain of narration, and Imam al-Dahabi agreed. The hijab should not resemble men's dress. The hijab should not resemble men's dress. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِالرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَا مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِالنِّسَاءِ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ. Women who assume the manners of men are not from us. And those of men who assume the manners of women, meaning the same. And this is reported by Imam Ahmad and Abu Nu'aym, and Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, authenticated it in his book, Al-Hijab. And Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لعن الرجل يلبس لبسة المرأة والمرأة تلبس لبسة الرجل. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the man who wears the dress of a woman and the woman who wears the dress of a man. And this is related by Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, Al-Hakim, and Imam Ahmad. And Al-Hakim said it is an authentic hadith in accordance with the conditions of Imam Muslim. And Al-Dhahabi agreed to Al-Hakim's assessment. It was also authenticated by Imam An-Nawawi. 7. The hijab must not resemble the garments of the kuffar. The hijab must not resemble the garments of the kuffar, of the disbelievers. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. The one who takes the similitude, the manner of a certain people becomes one of them. And this is related by An-Nasa'i, Imam Ahmad, and Ibn Khuzaymah, and Ibn Hibban. And it was authenticated by Ahmad Shakir, rahimahullah. Abdullah ibn Umar said, رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علي ثوبين معصفرين فقال إن هذه من ثياب الكفار فلا تلبسها. Abdullah ibn Umar said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw me wearing two clothes dyed in saffron. Whereupon he said, these are the clothes usually worn by the kuffar, so don't wear them. And this is in Sahih Muslim. 8. The hijab is not for fame, should not be for fame. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, من لبس ثوب شهرة في الدنيا ألبسه الله ثوب مذلة يوم القيامة ثم ألهب فيه نار. The one who wears a garment designed for a worldly fame, Allah will make him wear a garment of humility on the day of resurrection, or humiliation on the day of resurrection, then he will set ablaze. And this is related by Abu Dawood, by Ibn Majah, and Al-Mundiri said that it is Hasan, it is good, as well as Ibn Muflih. And Imam Shawkani said the narrators of the chain are thiqat, reliable, and Sheikh Al-Albani reported it in his book Al-Hijab and said that it is Hasan, it is good. The garment of fame is any garment a person wears to make him or her look famous. And this applies whether the garment is highly precious and shows admiration to the life of this world, or if it is chosen for a lowly or low quality to show lack of interest to this worldly life. The person may put on clothes with distinct colors so as to draw attention, act proudly and or arrogantly. 9. Watch for concealed ways of display. Watch for concealed ways of display. From these conditions about the hijab, one can recognize that many of the young Muslim women are not fulfilling these conditions. They consider what they put on as what they put on. Now, wrongly, they consider it as hijab. And some of them had limited the hijab to the understanding of the head cover, or which they call it the scarf. The enemies of Islam want to destroy it and destroy the adherence to the codes of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about that. and they deal with this with their attempts to corrupt the Muslims in wicked ways. And that's why they start to spread innovative forms of hijab as a quote midway solution by which the Muslim woman can quote please Allah, they claim so, and at the same time accommodate her society and preserve her beauty and glamour. The modern boutique stores in some Muslim countries were declining in their trade due to the widespread use of the Islamic hijab. But suddenly, the markets were flooded with altered forms of tabarruj under the name modern contemporary hijab. In the beginning, this was protested and women were cautious. But with time, there developed a tendency to adopt this contemporary hijab by many in order to quote relief themselves in the quote from pressing social realities caused by the spread of hijab. So now we see this concealed display apparent and known as the contemporary hijab. In fact, even some of it is no more concealed to the degree that you have coloration and beautification on the headscarf and on the garment itself. And as one poet put it, if they relate, he put it in his poem, saying, if they relate to the hijab, it is the relation of an intruder. If they relate to the hijab, it is the relation of an intruder. So, Muslim woman who fell into this should be mindful and not deceived by those who may bless this action and conceal their true intentions. So don't be deceived and let your response be always, I am better than those who are in a complete state of display. And there is no excuse to follow the evil. And the believers know well that the fire of hell has different lower levels while paradise has different higher levels. So it's proper to follow the correct code and aim high towards the highest levels of Jannah, of paradise. The Prophet ﷺ said, انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم في الدنيا وفوقكم في الدين فذلك أجدر أن لا تزدروا أي تحتقروا نعمة الله عليكم. Look at those who stand at lower levels than you regarding worldly wealth, and those who stand at higher levels than you in religion, in adherence to faith, for this would not make the favors conferred upon you by Allah insignificant in your eyes. Az-Zuhri by the way, the origin of this hadith was reported in Sahih Bukhari in the book of Riqaq and in Muslim in the book of Zuhd, and also by Tirmidhi. Az-Zuhri reported that Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, recited the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Verily those who say our Lord is Allah alone, and then when they stood straight. They believed in Tawheed and obeyed Allah. On them the angels will descend at the time of their death, saying, "Fear you not, nor grieve, but receive the glad tidings of Al-Jannah, of Paradise, which you have been promised." Umar, when he recited this verse, he said, "Istaqamu wallahi lillahi bi ta'atihi walam yurawighu rawaghan al-thalib." They, by Allah, followed the straight path of Allah by obeying Him and did not dodge like wolves. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, said, "If shaitan, if devil, looks and finds you continuously adhering to the obedience of Allah, he will seek you or check you out one time after the other. If he finds that you are still holding, he becomes weary of you and rejects you. But if you adhere one time and you don't another, then he becomes covetous. He wants to have you for himself. So come on to a straight path that has no crookedness, and a guidance that has no misleading ways in it, and to an honest repentance that has no disobedience in it." Allah Ta'ala, "وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ." And turn you all together to Allah and beg Him to forgive you all believers, that you may be successful. The honest Muslim receives the order of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and hastens to manifest his love to Islam into action, and listens to and obeys the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He does not give attention to the lost and misleading ways of the masses of human beings who don't realize their awaiting destiny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated the existence of belief in those who turn away from him and from his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as in Surah An-Nur 24:47-48, وَيَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ وَأَطَعْنَا ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُم مِّن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُم مُّعْرِضُونَ. They are the hypocrites, and this is their sign. "We have believed in Allah and in the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and we obey. Then a party of them turn away thereafter, such are not believers. And when they are called to Allah and his Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to judge between them, a party of them refuse to come and turn away. On the other hand, we read in 24:51 the comparison with the believers. إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. The saying of the faithful believers when they are called to Allah and His Messenger to judge between them is only that they say, "We hear and we obey." And such are the successful who will live forever in paradise. Safiya, the daughter of Shayba, Safiya bint Shayba, said, بينما نحن عند عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت فذكرت نساء قريش وفضلهن فقالت عائشة رضي الله عنها إن لنساء قريش لفضلا وإني والله ما رأيت أفضل من نساء الأنصار أشد تصديقا لكتاب الله ولا إيمانا بالتنزيل لقد أنزلت سورة النور وليضربن بخمرهن الآية فانقلب رجالهن إليهن يتلون عليهن ما أنزل الله إليهم فيها ويتلو الرجل عن امرأته وابنته واخته وأخته وعلى كل ذي قرابته فما منهن امرأة إلا قامت إلى مرطها المرحل فاعتجرت به تصديقا وإيمانا بما أنزل الله من كتابه فأصبحنا وراء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معتجرات كأن على رؤوسهن الغربان." صفية بنت شيبة, She said, while we were at Aisha's, we mentioned the woman of Quraysh and their good favors. Then Aisha said, indeed, the woman of Quraysh have a good favor. And by Allah, I have not seen better than the woman of Al-Ansar in their strength, the Ansar, the helpers in Medina, in their strength of acceptance of the Book of Allah and in the belief in the revelation. At the time when Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, was sent down, and in it Allah says, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمْرِهِنَّ عَلَى جِيُوبِهِنَّ, let them, the believing women, draw their veils over جِيُوبِهِنَّ, soon their husbands turned to them, reciting what Allah had sent down to them. The man recites to his wife, his daughter, his sister, and to every female relative. Not a single woman of them, except that she took up her engraved mirt, which is the wrapper, and covered her head and face in acceptance and belief in what Allah had sent down from his book. The next morning they were behind the Prophet ﷺ, covered as if black crows were on top of their heads. Therefore there can be no choice but to submit to the command of Allah without any hesitation. So come for repentance and watch for words like, I will repent, I will pray, I will cover with hijab. Because delaying the repentance is a sin in itself that requires repentance from delaying it. Say, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the tongue of Musa, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, in 2084, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى, I hasten to you, O my Lord, to please you. And say, as the believing men and women said in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:258, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ, we hear and we obey, we seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you is the return. And to you is the return. These are the conditions for hijab. And inshallah, we will look at the story of one sister who accepted Islam and who went through transformation in her life concerning the hijab, which is very, very profound and beneficial for our Muslim sisters to know of. And this will be the title of the next talk now, after the short break. A View Through Hijab by Sister Khawla from Japan. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.